Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Where's Ray Lewis at?
It'd be so hyped though. That joke would come on. That smoke would come up.
That's good. So good.
Oh.
Awesome song.
Yes.
Awesome entrance. Awesome player. Noon hour here on a hump day. That means you're halfway to the weekend. Believe it or not. Halfway. It'll come around when it gets here. Anyway, thanks for being with us. We appreciate it. Hour number two, as always, brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. NFL no huddle just a couple of minutes away. College football playoff ranking conversation, as well as starting to turn the page to this upcoming Saturday in about 20 minutes from right now as well. And then the back page with Abe.
Oh, Abe's doing it?
Yeah. Bo today. Bo's closing on his
Bo's
house.
Yeah, Bo's closing on his crib today.
Yeah, so congratulations shout out to Bo and Tara.
Shout out to them, man. That's freaking awesome, man. It's only two more regular season games after this week.
Yeah.
God damn.
Yeah, it's crazy. Three games left.
Yeah, no, and I'm going, and I officially said, because once I tell my child something, I always do it. If I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it. Oh. And we're going to go to a Georgia game.
Oh,
we're
cool.
Going to go to one of these last two Georgia games. I don't know which one we're going to yet, but we're going to
the Tennessee game.
It's at night, though, dog.
Oh,
you know, I don't deal,
oh yeah, 7:30. They just announced that earlier this week.
I don't do good with night games and traffic and
sure.
All that
if you
stuff.
Stay for that whole game, you're not getting home until after midnight.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah,
fair
I don't
enough.
Do good for that. So, yeah, I told little man, I said, I promise you, we're going to go to a – because I've not – I didn't promise him about a Falcons game. I didn't promise about a United game or a Hawks game yet.
Okay.
Because he knows the one Hawk game we're going to is 99
the
game night.
So you're going you're going to UMass.
Then. Yeah. UMass?
You're going to UMass.
What time is that one?
I mean, have to be noon, right? Okay. You can't play. Oh, 12:45.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm up. I'm already up.
Oh,
so.
or Tech. But that's also a night game.
Oh, yeah, I can't do
going to UMass.
All right.
Oh, that's also a Friday.
They play on a Friday?
Yeah.
Get the hell out of here. Georgia don't play on a Friday?
That's what Abe said.
Georgia plays Friday on a Friday night? No. They can't play on a Friday night when the game's at noon. What are you talking about Friday night?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the Tech game is Friday night.
Oh, the Tech game's Friday
night. Oh, okay. You had to think of UMass game. Was Tech game's on a Friday night?
Me too. I thought that's what he meant, too. I was like, 12:45 on a Friday?
The hell are you talking about?
That's outrageous. I know UMass sucks, but, like, that's an outrage.
Yeah, I was like, hold on, dude. That's just that don't even add up right there, dog. Like, Cass going to be going to classes while they have a football game going on?
It'd be the worst crowd atmosphere of all time.
Yeah, man.
No, so the UMass game's on a Saturday, but it is at 12:45, so that's the game you'll be going. I bet that'll be easy to get tickets to. Probably wouldn't have any trouble either way, but there you go.
All right, then we're gonna be up in that thing.
The Minutemen.
It don't matter.
Maybe Marcus Camby will be there.
You know, remember last time they played them? What was his? Isabella tore our ass up.
Oh, that's right.
That?
Andy Isabella
time?
Did.
You remember that last time we played them? And Isabella was wearing us out.
They got in a shootout with the Minutemen. I forgot about that.
Yeah, dog. Yeah. So
was that? That was Jake Fromm, right?
I think it was.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah. Oh, Jake Fromm.
There you go.
Oh, Jake
Fromm.
Yeah,
Carson could throw a couple picks to the Minutemen.
Well, hell, he might. I mean, I tell you what. You kind of put me on it, the Game Day podcast. You kind of put me on it and everything. I listened to it. But it was yesterday, Greg McElroy was talking about Carson Beck. I was like thinking of what he was saying. I was like, yeah, that could be right. And then
what did he say?
Basically, like, Carson, he's pressing, no doubt about that. But it's like, he didn't trust his weapons. So you remember he was check down Charlie.
Oh, yeah.
And then it was like, okay, well, the NFL scouts don't want to see you do that.
You got to open it up.
I got to open it up. And now I'm throwing it and I'm pressing it, all those different things.
Right.
And so now, where the hell are you at? Because you can't even be between both of those.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, you can't.
Those are extreme.
You can't be between both of those. So, I mean, I said Monday to Fricky, said yesterday, I still ain't there trust level with this dude.
Sure.
Just not.
Yeah.
Just,
how could you?
I just not. I'm sorry.
He's thrown three picks in three different games. Like, that's
just
crazy.
Just not. So, we'll see how this goes.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I mean, that I'll tell you where that is. Like, I don't know how you find a happy medium or which one you lean towards, whatever. That's a mental thing.
Yeah.
Like, that's mm-hmm. and that's a hard thing to fix.
Mm-hmm.
Physical stuff you can fix. Play calling, whatever. And maybe that's what they'll do. Maybe they'll try to lean into the run, although there's no evidence to support that they will, even though maybe they should. That's a mental thing.
But the thing that you don't want when you're going through that is trying to fix it on the go.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, or trying to... Like compensate or something.
Yeah, that. And then also like the off the field part of it too, where it's like, okay, I'm kind of in my own head about this. And then you start getting weird and like doing too much to try to mentally overcome it.
Yes.
You're like, all right, well, I'm just going to meditate some more.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, do what you normally did that got you to this point.
You should just wear a shiesty mask.
Maybe give the Lambo back.
Yeah,
I don't know. Maybe.
I mean, I ain't giving my damn Lambo back. Nobody. Hell with that.
What if you gave it back and immediately stopped doing interceptions?
Then it'd be worse.
You gotta give it back.
But I don't believe him giving it back. Don't stop the interceptions.
I don't either.
But sometimes as an athlete, you do stuff like that.
Yeah, you gotta give it back.
You gotta give it back.
You give the Lambo back. Because he's not giving Cavender back.
Why not?
What?
They're going to break up as soon as he's done.
Oh, maybe. Those three more picks, they might break up Saturday.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. No, that's strictly I don't know their relationship. I ain't going to say nothing crazy like I usually say something crazy about stuff like that. I ain't even going to do it.
Okay.
I ain't even going to do it. I'm going to leave it alone. Let's get to the NFL.
All right, let's get to an NFL in the huddle.
That's what I was about to say.
Dang it. I would have liked to have known. Strictly what? You're saying it's not his personality?
I mean, I'm sure it is. I'm sure it is.
Not his looks.
But that's what I'm saying. Like he's 6'5" and she's like 5'4".
Okay.
When you look up, the under chin angle is the most handsome angle.
Oh, that is true. Everyone
Why do you think all tall men get women?
That's true.
Yeah, not because we're tall. It's how they look up at our chin.
It's that angle?
That angle.
Oh, okay.
It's an upper trajectory.
I'm going to get some stilts. No, I'm good. I'm married. All right. Let's hear from Raheem Morris talking about getting ready for the Saints post-Dennis Allen.
On offense, it'll be, same coordinator doing a lot of similar things that they've done. Got a lot of respect for the defense coordinator and Joe Woods and what he's going to be able to do. I'm assuming he's going to probably call it at this point with Dennis Allen moving on. Rizzi's going to definitely go in there and do what we did in 20 and try to apply his personality to what they've currently been doing. You know, when a coach gets fired in that situation, everything they were doing is not bad. Everything Dennis Allen wanted to do or try to move forward wasn't terrible. It's just about you applying your message and getting those guys to go out there and play for you. We know how well coached and good of a coach Rizzi is and some of the things he can do. So, like, we better show up ready to go because we know what it looks like from the other side. So we got to prepare for that.
Yeah, I mean, coach, he knows. I'm talking about the coach for the Saints. He's their special team coach, so he knows all the players,
mm-hmm.
And all players are – to me, and again, I listened to his first presser yesterday and didn't listen to the whole interview, just how his passion and everything about it. And so the players are going to win and play hard for him. As we talked to Dave, I mean, players, they rally around this time because of the simple fact is that you don't know you're putting tape out there for everybody. This thing in New Orleans is going to be a complete overhaul.
Yeah, it has to be.
It has to be. It's going to be a complete overhaul, and they're going to be down a few years because of the overhaul, having to get all that badass money off their cap.
Honestly, probably, if you're one of these guys and you're thinking into the future, you're like, kind of good to get out of here because these guys are going to be bad for a while.
They're going to be bad for a while.
I put some great stuff on tape the next 6-8 weeks, whatever. Yeah. I might end up on a good team in a good situation.
Yeah, so. I mean, and we know Alvin Kamara is a special player. Mm-hmm. He's a special runner with the ball in his hands. I'm pretty sure Olave's not going to play in this football game. And we know that in the middle of it, you got Davis, and then you got Honey Badger. They trade away Lattimore. They got good players, and then you got the one guy who's back healthy that always kills you.
He does. The other thing, too, is when you look at those – like. Unfortunately, we know this because we've covered the Falcons' rough seasons and rough stretches over the last handful of years. To lose 7 games in a row, like, is a combination of things.
Mm-hmm.
One of them is that you're not very good, right?
Mm-hmm.
But another one is just, like, luck. Like, they got some bad luck.
Yeah.
I mean, they lost to the Eagles by 3. Would have made them 3-0.
Mm-hmm.
They lost to the Falcons on a 58-yarder career-long by Younghoe Koo,
yep.
And a penalty they would have been 3-1 mm-hmm. at that point. They lost on Sunday to the Panthers with all kinds of crazy nonsense. Yep. And even that probably wouldn't have changed anything. But had they won the other ones, I mean, they'd be 5-4 right mm-hmm. now. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm.
It's amazing.
They're bad. But it's never, no one's ever, usually, maybe the Panthers are, and maybe
as bad as it seems.
But usually in the NFL, no one's that bad.
Right.
Like, no one's, I don't know. I always want to use Vanderbilt as the example, but Vanderbilt's really good this year. But you know what I mean. Like,
yeah.
It's not college football where the gap is like that.
Right.
And the any given Sunday thing is real because we've seen it. Like, bad teams beat good teams in the NFL all
the time. It happens. It happens. You're coming from a guy who was 0-8 and beat the Bears who were 8-0 in Chicago.
There you go.
In the cold. All right, so, I mean, yeah, anything can happen there, and you just don't want it through the Falcons because there is, and Dave mentioned it, there is that disdain and everything sure. for those people, for this team.
It'll
and,
be a good atmosphere.
And it'll be the same way around and
even
everything like
bad.
That. And even though they're bad, yep. the Falcons are coming to town.
Yep.
And so it's going to be that energy is going to be in there. And
ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
There's new leadership, and I don't know, as a fan, do you want to see if anything's different, you know, by you going to the game and support your team? I mean, the New Orleans Saints fans are going to support their team. Now, we know they have the bags and all those different things, but just like you said, I anticipate it being a good crowd this weekend.
Yeah, it'll be fine. Probably won't cost that much to get in there. Trade deadline was yesterday. A handful of trades were made. Which one do you like the best? The Cowboys got Jonathan Mingo from the Panthers. Is that number one? Bengals got Khalil Herbert for the Bears. The Lions got Za'Darius Smith from the Browns.
I like the Za'Darius Smith because he doesn't have to carry this franchise.
Sure.
He's going to come in, fit a role for them. He's not Aiden Hutchinson, but he's a damn good pass rusher, a damn
sure.
good football player. Love that move. I'm interested in the Baltimore Ravens. You know, they
Tre'Davious White.
Because the thing with Tre'Davious, he was great. He's an elite player, and Andrew just robbed him.
Mm-hmm.
He just couldn't find his niche and get back to it. If he could find some, because they need help in that secondary at Baltimore. He's awful. And obviously the Marshawn Lattimore to Washington.
Yeah.
Because they need corners. He is a number one cornerback. And because you have a rookie quarterback that's excelling on a rookie contract, you can add a big number like his.
I'll tell you one that I like too. It's a team that has played probably better than we thought that they would. There's been a lot of controversy, but they've handled it well. I like Mike Williams in Pittsburgh.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
I think that helps Pickens out a lot.
I love it because it's not one of those personalities or type players that's going to have Pickens in
no.
his field.
And he's not a one.
And he's
at
not
this
a
point.
One at this point and everything. He's a big catch,
yeah.
highly contested. I think I saw this morning he's like tops in the league as far as tight window throws.
Arthur Smith has a type, doesn't he?
Yeah.
He loves big body receivers.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, and so I think that's a great move for them. They also went and got Preston Smith.
Yeah.
So whenever it's T.J. Watt or Highsmith out of the game, you got a guy that can rotate in and try to keep that pass rush going. So,
nice.
Yeah, I love what they did.
Nice rotational pass yeah. rusher. I guess teams called the Colts about Anthony Richardson's, but they
said. And I saw that and Bryce Young.
They said, nah.
Right.
Huh, yeah, Bryce Young, too.
Yeah.
What about Trey Lance? Is that over with?
Well, I think Jerry said he might play.
Oh,
they talk about playing two quarterbacks.
You know they should do that.
Yeah, that's what they were talking about.
They really should do that. That'd be smart to do. All right, we'll
is
come
Trey
back.
Lance a runner like that?
Never seen him play.
Only in the preseason.
Yeah, never seen him play. Don't know.
Yeah.
We'll come back and get into some college football. The playoff rankings came out yesterday. We'll read those to you. Also, start getting ready for some big matchups on Saturday as well. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy?
Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.